Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, come on, come on. Yeah, hey Cheryl, hit him with some background vocals, baby. That's it, that's it. Come on, from the J to the A, the capital V, the O double N with the silent E. Just chilling, maximizing creativity. Down in the basement is where I will be, especially when I'm hanging home alone, creating new beats, rocking the microphone. When I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on, just clap your hands. Come on, when I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Come on, come on. Yeah, when I start something new, you know it's on, like brunch in the basement with Javon. Yeah, let's start something new. Let's do it now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome again to Brunch in the Basement with Javon. Today, we have a very, very special guest, Miss Robin S. And you probably remember her from You Got to Show Me Love. I can't wait to have her. I've been listening to all her music. I mean, obviously, she's had a lot more hits than just that. But that's one of my favorite songs by her. Today, I want to make sure that you all have the information to call in so that you could speak to her. So I'm going to give it to you at the top. The telephone number to call in is 347-826-7536. But you have to press 1 in order to be heard. Also today, Nathan James will not be joining us to give us the news or what's up. So I will fill you in on the things that are on my mind right now. Number one, I want to express my concern and send out prayers, love, and light to Brother Tracy Morgan, the comedian. He was in a terrible car accident right here on the New Jersey Turnpike. And the reports, unfortunately, are saying that he's in critical condition. But, you know, we know a way maker. So let's send our prayers and our love out to Tracy. In other news, Miss Maya Angelou, as we spoke about last week, is being laid to rest. And she's left us with a legacy and volumes of knowledge, wisdom, and poetry that will last us a lifetime. Other than that, politics are politics, you know. Our wonderful president is out there trying to make peace in the world, and I hope we're all supporting him and doing what he does. This is not a sports radio show, but as you all are probably aware of by now, I am a diehard New York Football Giants fan. I want to give a big shout out to Prince Amukamara for being here last week with us. And, you know, last week we discussed some of the ills that were going on, you know, not just with the Giants, but in sports in general. We had a player last week that we were concerned he might be suspended. Well, it turns out that he was dropped from the team for his third positive drug test. And now we have another player, a young man, who also just tested positive. And, you know, addiction is addiction. And you would think you're being paid millions of dollars just to stay clean and do your job. And the funny thing is that the offense is marijuana, you know. So my question to you is, do you smoke the blunt or do you take $1 million? You know, only you can answer that for yourself. Me personally, I take the money. And with that, that's my news. And I want to also thank Miss Cece Peniston before I go forward for her interview last week. I just felt like it went so fast. And I have to have her back on. She's going to be doing, she has new music coming out. So definitely, Cece, if you're listening, you know, we want you back. You're the bomb. That was a great interview, and her spirit is just wonderful. Also, shout outs go to Karen Wheeler, who right now is in the UK. I just love her, so I'm just giving her a shout out. And of course, you all know that I am a shockaholic, and in every single show, I don't care what anybody says, it's my party, and I'll shockaholic if I want to. We have to have a Shaka Khan moment, and right now, I'm feeling clouds, so here we go. Khan moment. You know, it's something about Chaka Khan. If you check out my Facebook page, I have several Facebook pages, but they're all listed under my name, Javon, so you should be able to find me easily. There's a new picture that I just put up there of Chaka. Fine as she wanna be, you know? I don't know what's up with that. I see great times to press one, which to me is not ready to do her. I know she has something really valuable to share with us today, and now she presses the button. I don't know why I always got to tell Mika to press the button, but and I know I'm going to hear about it now that I haven't called her out. But here's Ray with the G-spot. Hey, Mika.
Hey, Javon. You know I'm always on these calls, so you don't ever have to worry about me.
I'm saying I know you're there. I just don't know why you don't press one as soon as you get through.
I don't know either. I guess it makes me think I'm going to be on the call. I don't know, Javon. I feel better.
No, you're doing fine, baby. What you got for us today?
So today I just wanted to talk a little bit about online dating. A lot of us, you know, we're really in the age now where we are doing a lot more dating online and meeting new people online. And one thing we have to just be careful of is when we meet these new people, we need to make sure they're who they say they are before we give ourselves to them. And a lot of times we develop these online relationships and we've given ourselves to this individual and we meet them and they're not who they say they were.
Exactly.
So, yeah, exactly. And it's even with shows like Catfish, we are still doing it. And it's amazing how often we see people falling for someone they've met online and they've never seen their face. But there are so many ways that you can now see someone's face, you know, and now look this person up. Even if you have to do a background check, when they
right.
give you their name and their age, you know, their birth date, because a lot of times, you know, we always talking about what is your sign. What's your, you know, your astrological sign? But doing a background check makes sense. Also, Skyping or
right.
getting on the Uvu. There's no reason why you cannot see this person's face to know
exactly.
who you're talking to and who you are giving yourself to. Right. So I just wanted to make sure we just put out those reminders that people are being careful about this folk that they're meeting online so they won't put themselves in these horrible situations where they're upset or they're hurt or they're angry because they felt like the person has lied to them. We have a lot of control over who we meet and who we allow in our personal space. And we have to remember to take that control.
So true, so true. It's
yeah.
it's also a very dangerous, physically dangerous thing. You know, a lot of young ladies especially, and some males. You know, you meet people and say they're one person, they could put up a picture. It's easy to put a picture up on Facebook or whatever.
Right.
Whatever site and say that this is who they are and what they look like. And you get out there and it'd be a tribe of people waiting to, you know, do some terrible things to
yourself.
To
hurt you, yeah. And I always say that we have let me see what I was trying to say. when we could be whoever we want to be online. Like, I can tell you that I am, I don't know, someone famous. I'm this famous author. I can tell you who I can be whoever I want to be. And then I can also adapt and be whoever you want me to be online.
True. True.
You know,
absolutely.
And so that's
true.
The dangerous part of it, and we have to be careful making sure that these people are who they say they are, and we use those protective measures. And, you know, some websites now, like the dating websites, they have implemented the background checks from the beginning. They have everyone take a background check, so it's on file with them, so they know who this person is. So if you do go out and meet this person and something happens, at least they have a background check, they have information on this person, and they can identify this person.
Absolutely. Yeah, we should take advantage of all of those things that are, you know, available to us. Also, you know, people, I don't know, there's nothing like eye-to-eye contact. So like you said, even if, you know, if a person, fortunately, we're not limited to the people in our neighborhood or the people that we work with or the people at the local grocery store anymore. We can meet people clear across the world, and that's a wonderful thing. You never know where you're going to find your soulmate. But like you said, take advantage of technology and use Skype and Uvu to look people in the eye and, you know, see their
and
body.
And get to know who they are.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Good. I'm glad you're with me on this.
I'm usually
with you. Now we just
need
America to be with us.
Oh, I'm really with you, Mika. I just get nervous, you know, because, you know, you just sometimes take it all the way there, but this was, you know. Yeah.
I didn't take it there today. I've been kind of mild and,
I know,
on my best behavior lately.
I noticed that.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah.
You could be a bad girl, too. It's okay. You know.
I'll get back to it. We'll get back to it.
Yeah, we have a mature audience who can handle you. I'm just not mature enough, you know, but.
So you find it hard to handle it.
Yeah, I'm the one with the issue. It's not the listeners. As a matter of fact, everybody that has contacted me about the show and has mentioned your segment always has nothing but good things to say. So I just want to let you know that, you know, the listeners are enjoying you, and they are enjoying your segment and think you're doing a great job.
That makes me feel very appreciated. Thank you, America.
I appreciate you too, Mika Ray. Never doubt that.
I don't doubt it. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie pie. I know you got some things going on today,
yeah.
So I'm not going to hold you hostage.
Okay, well, it was a great conversation, and I look forward to next week.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Maybe I'll come with a little bit, you know, something more.
Bring it, baby.
G-spot related.
We, you know, Dave, bring it to the G-spot. We, you know, we ready.
I surely will.
All right, sweetheart. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, that's Mika Ray with the, you know, with the hot stuff. Dating, love, G-spot. Right now, I'm going to take you to a special caller, Maggie Love. You with me?
Yes, I am. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm groovy right now. I did not realize that this is you know, well, I didn't realize a lot of things, but you know, I'm a little crazy, but I'm, you know what, forget about what I didn't realize.
Okay.
What's
up? I'm doing good. You are really groovy right now.
I am. You would think that I was blunted up or something, but I swear, y'all, I did not get high. Hello. This is me naturally. That's the sad part, man. I'm just crazy. I promise you, we could drug test me right now. You ain't going to find nothing but
coffee. Hey, that's not sad. That's very inexpensive. So hats off to you.
I know, right? You just got on a natural high. And I know that's before your time, Maggie. You love to sit up there and tell us how old we are and how
no,
young.
No. I love the wisdom that comes from the people that have been here before me.
Like, oh, for all of our guests that come on, you know, Magic, like, when I was a baby, my mom used to play the music. I'm like, oh, Magic, why don't you just, you know, put them in a home or something?
But I have so much love for the talent and those who have come before what music and everything is now. So it's very refreshing to listen to your interviews and to listen to your show, because it's just a little reminder of our history and our culture and how well-respected women were and were still able to be successful, how respected males were, how they respected women as far as delivering their music and displaying music. So, you know, I think that what you're doing, and I can't wait till we're able to put it on a larger platform, but I believe that, and I think that what you're doing is actually helping a lot of independent artists that are pursuing their dreams. I really do, because even when I speak to different artists outside of my artists, I still hear a lot of people refer back to music and how music was made as far as beats and things like that. So I like the show, and I like the guests that you have on the show, regardless of the age and the decades that they may come from.
Dang, man, you still make it. Ancient history. Back once upon a time when women wore corsets, your guests, Javon, were doing really good things.
Hey, right now you're making me seem like I am such the lamest person in the world.
Nah, man, you, man, cool. I am not saying that. You just act like you was just born yesterday. You like, yeah, or like maybe, you know what, time goes by so fast, and in the next 10 years, you're going to feel like the music that you're listening to now is new. It's like, I remember being a kid and listening to my mom's music and everything, especially like doo-wop and stuff like that, and my dad's music, because my father was a doo-wop player, a singer, rather, you know? So when they would play that old doo-wop music, you know, I'd be like, that's some old stuff. And I remember thinking that, being a teenager, being in my 20s, being even in my 30s. And now the artist that I'm playing, to me, that music is still fresh, you know? That music,
yeah,
that's still what's up, you know? And as a matter of fact, they're still working. They're still creating new stuff, you know? They're still, I mean, true, you know, Melba Moore, I remember her from when I was a child, you know? But she's still doing her thing, but she's still kind of current. But when you talk about CeCe Peniston, like, and Karen Wheeler, oh, when I was a little girl, I'm like, wow, man. And it just, CeCe Peniston, I'm like, when you were a little girl, you know, I'm just saying, like, it just,
right,
time
right.
goes by so fast that it just feels like finally might be 5 years old, you know? But when you look at it realistically, that song is like maybe 20 years old.
Yeah. I'll be 35 tomorrow, you know, so.
Happy birthday, dude. Happy birthday.
You know, like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you know, I was, you know, 5 years old.
So you were born like in the 80s or something?
I was born in 79.
Well, that's
June,
close
79.
To the 80s. Right, 79.
Yep.
That makes sense. I didn't do the math.
That's okay.
Yeah. But, wow, man. Wow, what was I doing?
Don't feel bad, like, because when I go home and, you know, I see my nieces and my nephews all taller than me, and all the kids have grown up, because I've been gone out of Ohio since 1999. So when I go home to visit, I go home probably twice a year. So, you know, that's not very much time in between. And so by the time I get back to the next visit, yeah, I'm feeling about the same way, I guess, I'm making you feel.
I'm saying, man. So tell us a little bit about the show, Maggie, about Get Lifted Entertainment. What's going on with Get Lifted? What's up with that?
Get Lifted Entertainment, for those of you who do not know that listening to Javon's show, Get Lifted Entertainment is my independent record label. I manage three recording artists. I just came back from Orlando early this morning because I had two artists performing down there last night, which turned out really well. However, International Rob B, you can find him, internationalrob-b.com. The other young lady that I manage, her name is Money, Moni Mo, and it's Money, sounds like Money Green, Green Money, Moni, M-O-A-N-I-E, and Mo, M-O-E. You can find her on SoundCloud. Right now we have a website being constructed for her. And then we have another young lady that I actually have right now under artist development program. Her name is Toni Lavoie. She's a singer. And Get Lifted Entertainment is my baby. We've been going strong for about 2.5, going on 3 years now. Rob was my very first artist. And basically my job, I say this to people when they look at me funny, but as a manager, I'm not looking to get them signed by or for a deal. My job, I feel like, as a manager is to put them in a position of demand, a household name, and become a high-quality marketable brand, per se. So I know that if I do those things, with that comes the opportunities for deals and things like that, you know. So I think that when people go into music, they solely focus on a deal. And when you focus on a deal, I feel like you're only thinking about the money, and you're not really thinking about all the things that it takes to get there. So the way that I try to help and inspire my artists is think of yourself as your own company. You are your own brand, regardless of who it is that's managing you or what company you decide to go under, whatever the case may be. Because at the end of the day, you don't have to stay with me. You don't have to stay with Sony. You don't have to stay with any of these people that are out there. You can do it yourself once you gain the knowledge. And I feel like a lot of managers fail their artists because they don't teach them. You know, right. My job is to teach them. I feel like I'm being selfish if I don't give them the knowledge that they need, because what happens if I decide no longer that I want to manage? I want to make sure that the people I work with and that have come across my path, I have left them in the best possible position that I was capable of doing. So Get Lifted Entertainment, our mission is, you know, can you get lifted? Creating avenues and networking through unity. That's what the CANU stands for.
Cool. So everybody, support all of the indie artists that Maggie is working with, and any indie artists that you've heard of. If you know of any indie artists that you think are appropriate for this show, remember, for the most part, the music must be clean if you want it to be on this show. Please have the lyrics make some sense, because people have sent me some MP3s. And you know what? I want to give everybody a chance, but if I don't like the music, I'm not playing it. And I'll tell you why. This is Brunch in the Basement with Javon. And the music that you hear here on this show is music that you would hear if you actually were in my basement. So I'm not going to front and play stuff that makes no sense to me. If, you know, the tracks are not tight, you know, get your stuff together. You know, this is real. You want it to be real. You don't want to give me some half-baked stuff. You want, when people hear your stuff, the best that you could possibly offer. And not just today, for every day, you know, for the future. So have your stuff tight. If you have, you know, a bunch of cuss words, it's not that I, you know, don't curse personally, but you want to edit some of that stuff out. Like Magic
said, you have
said,
to learn. Artists, got it. You have to know your demographic, you know.
Absolutely.
If you can't, like you said, her platform, this platform, Brunch in the Basement, half of the artists, more than probably 95% of the artists that submit me music for my Turn It Up Tuesday would never be able to be played on your Saturday show, because I don't put that restriction out there. However, I try to see how many artists are actually prepared and submit me both versions of a song, you know, because at the end of the day, I manage, and my artist right now, Moni, she has an explicit version, and I knew immediately I had to get a radio edited version of her song, Pop That.
Right, right.
You
actually,
know?
I like that song, and with a clean version of it, I'll play it.
And now we have a clean version because we've had so many DJs request it, so many other radio avenues request it. So that was one of the very first things that I did for her. And I've only been managing her 2 months, you know, and she's pretty much done like 6 or 7 shows already. Her track, Pop That, has over 1,500 plays in 2.5 months on just one avenue, SoundCloud. So it's all about your efforts and the amount of time that you put into your marketing strategy on social medias and things like that. As you can see, I have very many avenues of social media. I just need to find the time to be able to be very active with them again, as I used to be 2 years ago. But when you grow, things change and your priority list has to change as well.
Exactly, exactly. Great advice for indie artists and young managers trying to, you know, come up, booking agents and so forth and so on. Know who you're trying to sell the music to, you know? Know what your audience listens to and what they like. You know, I actually had this artist that I really enjoyed her music. She's a young rapper, you know? And I had her perform at one of my shows, and that's because I love her music. You know what I'm saying? I love her music. I love her style of rapping and everything. But the feedback that I got from the audience later on was they couldn't listen to her because of all the cussing she was doing. Now, that made me fine-tune my ear and change it, you know, like change the way I had to listen to people's music that I might like. I like, there's a lot of stuff I like, you know. But as a matter of fact, we might have some jazz artists come on here, or some gospel music artists come on here. But if I'm playing a lot of rap, hardcore rap with, you know, a lot of cuss words and stuff, they may not want to come on this show, you know. So,
right.
Because they, you know, I believe that some of them, what they'll do, their representatives to ensure that they're marketing to the right people, that they're coming on the right show, they may listen to prior episodes of the show. So I have to be on point.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. And that's why I'm glad that I opened up the avenue on Get Lifted Radio to have a variety for other individuals, because when I started it, I only had enough time to do the Tuesdays. And because I manage independent artists, that was my sole focus when I came into doing this, was independent artists only. So I'm glad that, you know, I have you and I have the ladies on the Conscious Creative on Sundays that opens up other avenues. And I'm putting it out there. If there's anybody out there who's into fashion, modeling, makeup, if I have a sports guru out there, I want to be able to have a different variety of topics throughout our whole week. If there's somebody out there that loves to talk about politics and religion, I'm not closed-minded to what others believe in and how people feel. You know, if somebody's out there, they believe in Scientology or whatever the case may be, whatever you feel like you want to share with the world, we have avenues open here at Get Lifted Radio, and you can reach me at I Am Magi Love on Twitter, Magi Love on Facebook, and that's M-A-G-I space L-O-V-E. Get Lifted Radio Submissions with an S at gmail.com is our email address. If you have a show idea and things like that, propose it to me and we can talk and make things happen.
Exactly. Sounds like a good deal, man. I'm going to play some music right now, Magi, and make it do what
it do. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Yeah, man. Yo, I love that. I love that. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. And you know, that's the other thing, spontaneity and being open and not, you know, I want to play this, I want to do that. You know, like, I'm open. Sometimes guests drop into the basement and you say, hey.
I just dropped in.
I'm feeling that.
But I thank you because you just broke the ice for me. Someone's been trying to get me on their show and to be part of webinars to give advice as a manager, as a person that's been out here trying to learn and do social media marketing and things like that. And I'm always so nervous about doing those type of things because, of course, we're trained that unless you go to college and get a degree or something, you don't become a professional at something until you get to that point. So because these are things that I've learned by trial and error, I get a little hesitant about sharing, but at the same time, I feel selfish on the inside that I'm not sharing. So,
yeah, I feel you.
I thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You can, you know, just hang out when Robin S. comes on. You can say hi to her.
Okay.
And that'll be what's up.
All right, thank you.
Hold on, baby. Hold on. So, yeah, like I said earlier, you know, I'm really grateful for the show. This is a great venue for me. I get to hang out in my basement, which is my very favorite place to be, play music, talk to people, learn interesting things, talk about interesting things. That's what's up. And like I said before, I wanted to thank Cece Peniston for coming on. And last week, she shared with us a new song. And it's not the usual stuff that you would expect to hear from Cece Peniston. It's a song called Sick, and I'm going to play it for you.
Hi, this is Cece Peniston, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with my girl, Javon.
Get up.
Hey, that's Sick by CC Peniston. Love that song. Love CC. And right now, I'm going to pump it up a little bit. Maggie Love and I were just talking about independent artists. And my musical mentor, I don't know if she considers herself to be an independent artist or not, because she's always working and she's a professional. And I guess, you know, whatever, she's just an artist. But we're going to play this and pump it up. This is Mickey Finn Pop. We'll be right back.
I'm walking through life in nature's disguise. Yeah. You laugh at me and you criticize. Yeah. 'Cause I'm happy, carefree, and gay. Yes, I'm gay. Ain't no fault of that. I was born this way. Yeah. Now I won't hurt you. Don't you judge me. Hear all the way.
Bishop Carl Bean with Born This Way. That is the song of a movement. Right now I'm going to play Barbara Tucker and Friends, Heal the World.
We'll be right back.
Yes, that was Barbara Tucker and friends, a whole bunch of friends, including just so many house music legends like Kenny Bovian and so forth and so on. I really don't even have the details in my head right now, and I'll tell you why. It's because I'm really, really excited to have the legendary Robin S. on the line right now. Now, I'm going to tell you, Robin S. is, you know, one of those multi-talented people that can't be put in a box. She not only has the song that we're all mostly familiar with, probably the You Gotta Show Me Love, which, you know, that song just, well, okay, so I'm not going to try to talk about how great it is. You already know how great it is, and that's why you're listening right now. But there's new music. There's gospel music. There's even a slow jam that I found and fell in love with, which hopefully we'll get an opportunity to play today. And I found out that she's a songwriter. She's also a sweetheart from all accounts, a great human being. And I'd like to introduce to you now Miss Robin S.
Oh, my goodness. What are you? Wonderful, awesome introduction. Thank you so much. I'm honored. I'm very, very honored, and I'm very humbled by it.
You know, I'm humbled and quite honored to have you on the show today.
Let's have fun. Let's have fun.
Yeah, let's do that. You know, that's what it's about.
Let's kick off the shoes. I'm in the living room, and you know, let's kick off the shoes and let's have fun.
Actually, you're in the basement. We're in the basement, and, you know, I'll just give you a quick tour of the basement. We got my two turntables from back in the day when I was a DJ. I still got all my vinyl, including, you know, your music. I got even cassette tapes, girl. I'm old. But, you know, we chilling in the basement.
Hey, and it looks kind of cool down here, too, you know.
Yes, yeah, it's pretty nice.
I'm still going to kick off my shoes.
Please do. Put them up. Yeah.
I'm ready. You are. I'm ready because, you know, I'm going to have fun.
That's what's up. In order to sing the type of music that you do with the energy that you have to love having fun. There's no other way. I mean, all the energy in your songs, where do you get that energy from? Uh-oh. I believe I have temporarily lost Miss Robin S. So hopefully she will call back, and I will right now play one of her songs. There she goes. Okay. Robin?
Yeah.
I lost you.
I think you unplugged me for a minute. I think that's what happened.
Really? Oh, that was a little scary. I was like, uh-oh. I lost her. I don't want to lose you. I know it's a little messy in the basement, but I know.
Yeah. I think that the earpiece or something came out. I'm not really sure what happened, but let's go on. Let's do this.
Okay, sweetheart. So let me ask you, because I've been listening to your music and I've been listening to the vocals, basically, you know, because when you listen to house music and dance music, you get so caught up in the rhythm that sometimes you don't really pay that much attention to the vocals. You have an amazing voice. At what age did you know that you could sing?
Well, just a brief synopsis. I started singing when I was 5 in church. And I used to sing in a choir because, you know, I'm originally from St. Albans on Farmers Boulevard.
Oh,
and
cool.
I went to a little tiny storefront church called Queen Esther's Temple right there on Farmers Boulevard and 114th. And we used to have a children's choir, and I, you know, used to lead some songs. Long story short, Motown heard me, and they paid for vocal lessons and, you know, and did what they had to do. But my mother wouldn't sign my life over to Motown, so the rest is history.
Wow. Speaking of gospel, you've done some gospel music. You've written some gospel music. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you know, any song that I write, you know, is my life. You know, if you listen to songs that have my name on it as the writer, it's a mirror, you know, a window, not a mirror, a window into my life. And my life is not ultra. I'm not the ultra spiritual person, but I do believe in God.
Right.
You know, I do believe in God, and I let people know through song how He's keeping me and how He's doing things and how He's moving and shifting in my life. And you know, it's a message, and I give you a tidbit of what you have to do in order to stand on His word. You know, you can live your life, but you need to stand on His promises and His words. And this is what's going to happen when you do. You know, I've been in this industry for a long time. And, you know, I used to wonder, well, why didn't I have the multi-fame and the multi-this and the multi-that? Well, you know, it dawned on me. I had a little tap on the shoulder, and it said, you know what, when you prayed for this, you didn't pray for riches and wealth and fame. You prayed for longevity. And I did. I prayed for longevity.
Yeah.
And so that's what God has given me. I've prayed for longevity. Prayed for longevity. And so now, you know, I have it. And I'm thankful for it. You know, I live a normal life, as normal as anybody can imagine. You know, she doesn't exist, okay? That Robin-S person doesn't exist on a 24/7 basis.
Right.
You know? As Tamar Braxton would say, she doesn't exist, and I won't allow her to exist on a 24/7 because that is a stage name, and you have to have some type of balance in your life.
Right.
You know, you have to have that balance. If you don't, you go crazy.
So what would you say is the biggest difference between her and you? The biggest difference?
Me, on a one-to-one, like you and I, even though a lot of people are listening, I can talk your head off. But
okay.
In a group situation, I'm the quiet person observing.
Okay.
That's Robin. That's Robin. Robin S. loves the stage.
Okay.
And she has fun, and that is her world. And she just does whatever she wants to do and feels good about it because she likes making people feel really good. She's very open. She's very candid. She's very honest with people because I think, you know, people can accept you for who you are when you're honest.
Yes.
You know, and so and not to say that I'm not honest, but I'm more of an observer
mm-hmm.
than I am a talker in, you know, a scenario where it's a bunch of people. You know, she likes the makeup and she likes, you know, she likes that. You know, me, I'm a normal person. Just give me some sweatpants and my Converses or some stretchies in my Converses and a top, and I'm good to go.
Yeah. Well, she's the star.
Well, she is the star, yeah. I mean, but you do have to have some balance in your life. You can't be on 24/7.
Absolutely not.
You lose your love for it. And I'm not, what do you call it, I'm not star crazy. You know, I don't have to be in the limelight all the time. Let me come out and do my thing and go back in because I'm going to leave you wanting more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I you know, I've been a fan of yours for many, many years, following from a distance, and you have had me dancing and helping me sweat it off and helping me express myself, and your music is influential, and it's good to be speaking to you because I believe that our voice, it talks a lot about who we are and where we come from. It's funny, you're from
yeah.
Queens, I'm from the Bronx, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that commonality sort of.
Of course. You know, I am a native New Yorker, even though I don't reside here anymore. I'm a native New Yorker, you know, and I know where my roots are, and I try to stay true to my roots. And that's being true to who I am, you know?
Yep. So
I won't say that my life is an open book because everybody has their private moments. But if you ask me questions, I'm not afraid to tell it. I'm not afraid to speak it because I believe that it can heal and help somebody else.
I get that. And we appreciate that about you, you know? We're going to play dance. I was just speaking to you about it because this song, it's driving me crazy. And if I don't play it right now, I'm going to just be thinking about it throughout this interview. I have to play the song. I just love it so much.
I thank you. And that song was of course, for the Dr. Dolittle. And a lot of people just hear Mary Mary on there, and they don't know who the other voice is. But it would be me. It would be her.
I was so excited to find that out. When, you know, I'm having you as a guest on my show, so I have to Google you and I have to do as much research as I possibly can to find out, you know, what you've been doing, what I may not know of. And when I saw this, I was like, what? I was like, oh, no, we have to let the world know that this is you.
Yeah.
So everybody stand up and get ready to dance. That's what's up.
We want everybody to get up this evening.
Get on up. That's right.
Have a good time. Mm-hmm. Turn the music up. Yeah.
Woo, woo, ooh, na, na. Woo, woo.
Get up.
Everybody down with us, just dance. Wanna feel the groove, then clap your hands. They ask who's blessed tonight, I am. God's been good to me, never to be too late. And continuously, he's great, he's on time, even if I have to sit and wait.
Sitting in the corner, reminiscing down the course my life has taken. All my ups and all my downs, but your mercy and grace has brought me to this day.
That song in a long time. You should have heard me. I'm just singing right along with it. In my head, it's just going.
Goodness, that song is, it's so on. Oh,
yeah.
Gee whiz. Right now, we're going to take a caller. The last four digits of your number is 9857. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Val Wallace. How you doing? Looks Cindy.
Hey, Val. Nice to speak to you.
Well,
yeah,
how are you?
I'm glad you keep the show upbeat and in a good tempo. You got a good artist, Robin S. How are you?
Thank you. Hi, Val. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great. Look, I'm looking forward to hearing your song blasting in the clubs this month. You know, it's Gay Pride Month.
Yes.
That song is the staple. That is a
yes.
staple for Gay Pride. Yes,
well,
it
listen,
is.
Well, listen out, because I have a new one coming out, and it is off the chain.
Yeah, I will.
It is
I
going to be. It'll be out in July, and the second wave will be out in August. So, trust me, I won't let you down.
Oh well, you know what? I can't wait. I can't wait. And Javon, I just want to say congratulations on all your good work and accomplishments with the show. I love
Thank
it.
You.
Thank
good
you.
Very
work.
Much. Thank
you.
You
guys are doing a great job. I love it. Thank
I couldn't
you.
Do it without you, Val.
Well, you know, we got to support each other, you know. And Robin S., you know, I agree. I agree with what you guys are talking about with the longevity and the balance, and that's what it's all about, you know. You got to be grounded and harmony and centered, and all that comes with the journey, you know. You become more spiritual on your journey when you're pursuing your dreams
Absolutely.
And doing what you
Absolutely.
Love to do, and things just
Absolutely.
Fall into place, you know.
Well, you know, I love what I do, you know. I
yeah.
love it so much, and I enjoy every bit of it. When it gets to the point where I don't enjoy it, then I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what it's about, doing what you love to do. Yes.
Yep.
Because I always say when you do what you love to do, in that pursuit, you find solace. Like, you find peace of mind. So that's where your, you know, your balance come in, you know, and your flow, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you do have to have a balance, you know. Even if you're a working mom and you know, there has to be some type of balance. So it's no different. So, it is absolutely no different. I raised three children. You know, when I started out, my oldest one was, you know, in junior high school and, no, I'm sorry, in elementary school. And I just had a baby. So I raised all of my kids through my life.
Wow.
You know, and you know, it's something that you just have to make work just because.
Yeah.
And you have to show your children.
Do it. I agree. And it is
you know,
going to be hard. Struggles,
you have to show your children that if you dream and you believe, you can achieve it. It's going to take some
Absolutely.
Hard work, but I'm still doing it. Thank God. Thank God. I'm still doing what I love to do.
And I'm glad you're still here. Well,
you
guys
you.
Take care. God bless. Have a good one. And thanks for taking the call. And I'll talk to you later. And Robin,
All right.
keep up the good work. Much success.
Thank you so
God
much.
Bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Val. You know what, speaking of having children and writing songs that are self-reflective, and, you know, I'm a songwriter also. I haven't had any hits or anything, but I do
not
have...
Not yet.
I mean, I have one song out there that's gotten some attention, so I'll claim the songwriting thing. But it is an intimate look into your life. You know what I'm saying? Like the song that I wrote, you know, that people actually pay attention to, it's a marriage equality thing that I had written a couple of years ago. And, you know, it speaks a certain truth for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to play a song right now that I believe, I don't know if you wrote it, though. It's called Who's Gonna Raise the Child. Did you write that song?
I did not write that song, but it was very, very, very dear to my heart when I sang that song, because like a lot of us, you know, I was going through a rough time with my son's father, and, you know, we couldn't get along, and, you know, for the sake of this baby, you know, we needed to. And so it was very reflective of what my life was going through at that time. So that's why you hear, you know, you hear the hurt in my
mm-hmm.
voice. You hear the questions I have. I mean, that's a heart-wrenching song to me.
Yes.
It's near and dear to my heart. It's very near and dear to my heart.
Well, in that case, I'm glad I picked it as a song that I wanted to play today.
Dennis Taylor is the male singer on that.
That's what I was going to ask you. What's his name
yep,
again?
Yep. Dennis Taylor.
Dennis Taylor. You know, mm-hmm. that song, it brought me to tears. And anything that moves me emotionally, I figure it's going to move somebody else. So,
well, listen, I'm not going through that. I wasn't going through that by myself. You know, women go through that. Men go through that. You know, it's reflective of everybody's life, not only back then, but today. Today.
Absolutely.
You know, you have women that will use the kids in order to get to the men. You have men that won't take care of their kids because they don't care about the mother. But the bottom line is, who's going to raise this child? Who's
exactly.
going to take care? Who's going to teach him how to walk? Who's going to teach him how to smile?
Exactly.
You know, don't get me started. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
I know. let's listen to the song. Let everybody hear it. Maybe somebody else want to, you know, Robin.
Well, I hope whoever hears this song and they're going through, whether it's male or female, I hope my one wish is that they put all their differences aside and make life for this child. They don't have to be together, but be cordial so that this child has both parents in their life.
Exactly, because it's a crime not to allow both parents, for whatever
Absolutely.
Reason, to have
Absolutely.
No contact with their children. It's,
Absolutely.
Trust me, I know.
So I hope it's a healing process for someone.
Yeah. Let's start the healing. You know, just because the situations didn't work out in the romantic sense, what does that have to do? You've created a family.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And the child suffers more, you know?
Yes,
so
they do.
Let's do this. Let's play the song. Because
okay.
now I know those people who don't know the song, they're like, well, I want to hear this song.
Well, what's the song?
Yeah.
What's the song? Play the song already.
Let's not forget.
See, now,
tears
y'all
in
have
my
to
eyes.
Take it there.
Tears
y'all have
in
to
my
take
eyes.
It there at the end by having children sing that last. See, y'all
Ooh,
have to.
That brings
it.
Back some. I have to be very, very honest. That brings back some memories. Some memories, because those are the questions that I had. You know, I'm keeping it real. You know, I lived that life, and I wanted to know if the love was going to be there for my child. It just brings back a lot of memories, and I'm sitting here all teary-eyed here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I
it's
had
okay.
to take it.
It's
here,
all right. No,
sometimes
we got to go back in order to move forward, you know? So it's
true.
Okay.
This is true.
You know, and I just, my one wish is that for every female that has a kid and every male that has a kid that's hearing my voice and listening to that song, you know, you would do me such an honor to put your differences aside and just care for your child, because it's all about your child.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But something tells me, Robin, that your three children have more love than they even know what to do with.
Yeah, they do. I had a very, very good support system, but they know that their mama loves them, and they know that their mama would give them the world if she could. You know?
Do any
and,
of them
sing? Yeah, all of them do. My son raps, and my two daughters sing.
Really? Are they recording?
Mm-hmm. My son is recording. Yeah, he goes by the name of Kenny Stone.
Okay.
Or he has another name out that he has done some stuff called Ayo Kenny. He's on YouTube. You want to find him, you can go and search him out. And my daughter does a lot of background. Both of my daughters do a lot of background singing.
Excellent. That's great to hear. It's great to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check out Kenny Stone. And I would ask that all of the people who are listening, the listening audience, that you support Kenny Stone. We want to support Robin S.
Please,
so supporting
please.
Robin S. is supporting Kenny Stone, basically.
Absolutely. That's
how that
know,
goes.
That's my limb right there, you know?
You know that's
one of my limbs. It's an extension.
You know, I love it. You know, sometimes we try to do the legend and the legacy. So we have...
Yeah.
A celebrity and their child who's doing something similar or something. So maybe at some
cool.
point you and Kenny can
cool.
come back.
That would be wonderful. Would love to.
Would love to
in a heartbeat.
I would love
in a heartbeat.
So, you know, I'll talk to your people, and I would say I have my people talk to your people, but I'm my people right now. So I ain't even going to front. It's me.
Okay.
It's all me. So could I please have Robin S. on my show?
And you know what? I have people, but I'm the one that says yay or nay, so of course you can.
Oh, thank you.
Of course you can.
Love you. Love you for that. Love you for your yes. Love you for
yes.
your yes.
Yes, of
it
course.
It's not
course.
Always easy getting a yes. You would think I'm asking people to come to my personal barbecue so I could barbecue their fingertips or something. You know, all
well,
I want
again,
to do
I like talking one-on-one. I love talking one-on-one. Let's, you know. We in the basement, we're chilling,
yes.
and I love, you know, I just love having the chat, and I don't consider this like a, you know, a radio thing. I don't consider, I'm just open, and I'm laying it all out on the table, and you know, I mean, I like chatting.
Yeah. You know, you're letting your fans get to know you on a personal tip, and, you
Absolutely.
Know, it does
Absolutely.
Something. Once you have a conversation with an artist, that you've been, you know, sort of adoring for, you
mm-hmm.
know, from a distance, and then you see that they're human, it gives you another level. It takes it to another level.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you and everybody else that's listening. When I cut my finger, I bleed, just
Dang.
Like you do.
There you go.
When I roll up out of my bed, it's one leg at a time, just like you do. When I put my clothes on, it's one leg at a time or one arm at a time, just like you do. I'm very much human. I'm very
See?
Much human. I have feelings. I hurt. And, you know, the thing is that we're put on such a pedestal, but we have everyday things and everyday situations that happen. We have broken marriages. We have dysfunctional families. We have things that are going on in our lives. You know, and if we're not gigging, we definitely have debt.
Yeah.
So we
yeah.
live a life just like you do. It's just in the public's eye, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And so with that being said, Robin S. has to eat like everybody else. So as soon as this show is over, I want you to go to iTunes and wherever else you go to download your music and download all of Robin S.'s music. I'm going to take another caller. This young lady has been holding on for quite a while. 3426.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, ladies. How are you?
What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi. Alicia Collins. I'm calling from the DMV area, and I just wanted to thank the young lady that's Robin S. for years of great professional service and a wonderful voice that you have.
Thank you so much. I you know, listen, I thank you very, very much, you know, but I wouldn't be able to do this without God's grace. And and that's the truth, you know, that's first and foremost. And each day I lay down, you know, each day I lay down, that's grace. And I think everybody should adapt this because a lot of us take life for granted and we take our talent for granted and we take our, it's not even a talent, it's gifts. We take our gifts for granted. And each day I lay down, that's grace. But every morning when I'm able to move my fingers and toes and see in my right mind and walk, that's favor. That's favor.
Yes,
you know, and I don't take any of that for granted. So I appreciate you. I appreciate everyone that's listening, everyone who's not listening, anyone who's brought, not brought, seen, not seen. I love you all, and I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart because I just would, it wouldn't be if it were not for you.
Yes. Well, because of your professionalism, I now am founder and CEO of a talent agency, which is now making its way up worldwide. And I would love to feature the your son. I heard you mention your son earlier. So featuring you and your son will be something that my heart would love to do. My heart would love
to. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, because he's been trying so hard. And I've, honestly speaking, you know, with every profession, there are snakes in the grass, you know, and with every profession, there are CD people. And I am that mother who says, no, no, you will not sign. You will not deal. You will move away from that person, you know.
Yeah.
So I have been holding him back, literally. Yes, that would be me. I have been holding him back from doing what he wants to do because I don't want him to sell his soul in order to get fame.
Now, funny thing is, my dad's a preacher, so I'm a pre-K kid doing something that's out the loop. So every person I feature, they show their best, they give their best, and the fact that people overseas like it is actually
so
a blessing
in
disguise.
Thank you so much. Thank you. If you could give your information, you know, to us,
talent,
and
I will make
definitely.
Sure.
Yes, thank you so much.
No worries. You ladies have a great day, and she has my information. You have a great day.
Thank you. God
bless
you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling, sweetheart. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
And you are absolutely right about snakes in the grass and all that other stuff, because the music industry is rough.
Yeah. You know, this is my theory. You know, you'll hear me say little cliches, you know, every now and again, because I've been through the mill. I'm not, you know, new kid on the block. I've been around and And so my thing is that the industry will suck you up like you candy, so sweet. You know, like you're the best thing going.
Mm-hmm.
But when the next best thing comes along, they will spit you out like a piece of bad meat.
Wow.
So it's up to you. It's up to you, the individual, to say to yourself, what do I want for myself? What is my self-worth? Because in the industry with these young kids, if you don't consider yourself a commodity, then neither will anyone else.
True.
You know?
True.
And that holds true for when it was back then. You know, if you didn't consider your self-worth as high as the person that's promoting you, then they're going to treat you how you consider yourself. Which is, if you consider yourself unworthy, they're going to treat you like you're unworthy. Because, you know, and if you treat yourself like your self-worth is very high, and I know that I have something to offer because this is a gift that I've been endowed with,
And see, no promoter gave it to you. No record label gave it to you. No voice coach gave it to you. God gave it to you. So God is therefore the only person that can take it away from you. And once you realize that, you gain control. You gain power.
Yeah.
And you gain a clearer understanding as to what your self-worth is. And until then, you know, you're just another kid on the block that's trying to make it.
Yeah.
You don't give people power that God already gave you. You don't hand that over to other people because they will take it and abuse it. You know what you want on your life. You know what you want your life to be. Then you need to walk down to the end of that aisle and look back and see it happening and walk back and help it to manifest.
You know what? You are making me feel so powerful right now. You are so right. Like I was saying a little bit earlier, how I be begging, oh, please. It's not really that I'm begging. The people that say yes, say yes. The people that say no, hopefully one day they'll come to me for a yes. But mm-hmm. being that I'm just starting out doing something like this, you waver back and forth. You know, you feel like a peon at some point. But then you also know that, you know, for me to be doing this in my basement, that's not bad. You know, I'm not doing
so bad.
No,
it isn't.
And,
no, you're not.
You know, so it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And there's power in it. There's a gift in it.
But let me tell you what the key words are that gives you power. Let me tell you what the key words are. Doing it.
Mm.
Doing it means manifesting it. Those are your power words right there. Those are your key words. And as long as you're doing it, it's working. And God will work it out for your good. Because we all, you know, we all have that low moment that we have to go through that. And then we go to the intermediate moment and we feel like, oh, my God, it's just never going to happen. But you keep moving and you keep pushing forward because you have to know your self-worth. And your self-worth in this industry is very, very heavy. Others will come. It's your party, baby. It's your party. Others will come to your party.
Yeah.
You can send all the invites all the time. Keep sending them out. Don't stop. Don't ever stop sending out the invites. But remember, it's your party. It's your party. And people will come to your party. You don't have to beg nobody. People are going to come to your party.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding on the begging. It's not in me to beg, but I do ask.
You may look up one day and you won't have to ask anymore. People just go, hey, I want to do this.
Yeah. That
and then
would,
you just, you know, you don't take it that you made it because I still don't think I've made it.
Hmm.
I still don't think that I've made it. You know, people ask me, you know, well, oh, I know you live in large. I said, well, I'm living. I don't know how large it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they say, oh, you a diva. You a superstar. What is that? Because I don't, honestly, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, you know, with your introduction, and I appreciate it, but the legendary and legend, I don't know what that is. I have no clue what that is. I know the Chaka Khans. I know the Nancy Wilsons. I know the Gladys Knights. To me, those are legends. You know what I'm saying? For me to be called that, I'm so honored to be called that, but I don't even know, what does that feel like?
Yeah, I know. And that's funny because that's usually one of my questions, what does it feel like to be a legend and blah, blah, blah. You're talking to a Shakaholic, so anybody who mentions Chaka Khan becomes on my, you know, highest list of, wow, you must know music, right?
Of course.
I'm a music connoisseur. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
For me, a legend is someone who, I guess, over a certain amount of decades or whatever, in some way played a role, especially if they did the vocals or if they wrote the song or the music or whatever, or they're a producer who has created something that's long-lasting, that will be there until the end of time. And you know, who continues to produce something that, you know, is worth something that's going to be long lasting. you know,
okay,
I guess it's,
you know,
it's that longevity that you're talking about.
If I can interject just for a minute, I'm laughing, not laughing at what you're saying, but I'm laughing in my mind because I'm still trying to become a star.
Well, you know, stars live up there in the sky. Stars are just bad.
I mean, you know, I mean, I'm still trying to become very popular. You know what I'm saying? I'm still, in my mind, I'm saying, in my mind, I'm still climbing.
But that's good. That's a good thing. And never stop being hungry. Because the moment the moment you feel like you've made it, you probably won't push it the way you're pushing it now. You won't continue to create the things that you're creating now because guess what? You already made it. Why keep trying?
Right.
Why keep pushing?
You're right about that.
A legend. And I will argue you down about that because, I mean, not in a bad way, but in a great way because you got to show me love. Show me love. That song will never die. It will never go away. Why? Because you sang it. Nobody else sang that song. You sang that song. And that will always be your song, regardless of if somebody in the next 10 years wants to cover it. Okay, they're trying to do a Robinette song, or maybe they even do a good job. Good for them. But that's a Robinette song. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. Mm-hmm. You may not know or realize how popular you are, but you are mad popular. When I put it out there that you were going to be on the show, people started paying attention to me just in, you know, affiliation with you. People started inboxing me, oh, I can't believe you really going to have Robin S? Yeah, I'm really going to have Robin S.
Well, I'm glad we could do that. I'm glad you and I could accomplish that together.
You know what I'm saying? I can get deep in that now.
I don't want you to go too deep. I want you to go
right.
too deep. Because, you know, I mean, you know, ultimately this show is to let the listeners, you know who I am. And if you do know, give you a little bit more of an insight. And if you don't know, introduce. And so, you know, I love it. I'm a little shy from it, but I definitely appreciate it. But, you know, I want them to know that there's upsides to this and there's good sides. And you know, you just being you is what counts the most.
Exactly.
You know,
and I
believe in being you is what counts.
Yeah. And what you just showed everybody who's listening is that you're human and you feel the same things that we all feel. Sometimes it doesn't matter how popular you are. You may not feel like you are that popular. You may not know, you know, how loved you are or adored you are. And we all go through that. We all go through it. So it's good that everybody know that. So now I want to change focus just a little bit for a second.
Okay.
And I want to talk about a song that you did a remix. Well, you did a cover of All I Do.
Yes.
That song was sent to me, I think, yesterday, and I didn't really get to listen to it until last night. It's one of my favorite Stevie Wonder cuts, and I usually don't like covers. Loved it.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm so glad to hear that because I feel like if I can't do any justice to songs, then I don't want to do them. And I was a little fearful in doing it. And I had my ifs, ands, buts, and oh, I don't know. and people play the song. You know, it's played on the radio, and most people don't know it's me.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You get an airplay. Look, we're going to play this song. Everybody, this is Robin S. singing All I Do.
Getting to be all that matters to me. And let me tell you, boy, I'm hoping, pray, day I live. A little more love I have to give. A little more love that's devoted and true.
I
think about you,
baby. All I do.
Wow, that's Robin S. with All I Do. Oh, my goodness. That's a wonderful rendition of that song.
Thank you. It's like a tribute
and a whole new song at the same time.
Thank you very much. Well, I didn't do it by myself. That was an E Smooth production, and we worked it out.
Shout outs to E Smooth because, wow. Like I said, I'm not a fan of covers. You know, I feel like Chaka Khan's every woman. Why somebody else got to be every woman, you know?
There's only one every woman, right?
You know, like, you know, either you are, you know, whatever. But, no, actually, I really, really love that. So,
Thank you.
We're going to take another caller.
Yeah, let's do that.
7218, you okay?
It's me. I'm sorry. I'm mad. I had to get myself together.
You together?
Yeah, I'm together now.
All right. Introduce yourself to Ms. Robin S.
Hello, Ms. Robin S. My name is Maggie Love. I am the owner and creator of Get Lifted Entertainment, Get Lifted Radio. So I thank you for being on our platform and taking the time to be a guest on Brunch in the Basement.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate someone calling and asking.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I don't really want to take up the last few minutes. I just wanted to just tell you the interview was amazing. You gave a lot of inspiring words that I know would encourage individuals such as your son and other artists that are striving towards their goal with their craft. One of the very important things that you said was remaining who you were and knowing that what you have is a gift and not just a talent. I struggled with that with one of my artists by the name of Sir Nasty that I manage under another label that goes by Graveyard Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And he's not in the wave of music per se of what it is now, of what I guess people consider music that's being played on the radio in the urban hip hop community.
Right.
He's more so along the lines of like Tech N9ne or Hop Spin or Chris Calico, if you know anything about those guys, or from the 90s, he would be more considered like Cypress Hill or Insane Clown Posse. So
okay.
With that being said, he knows that what he has is a gift, and he's been considered a devil worshiper and things of that nature. And quite frankly, this young man can quote probably every scripture in the Bible. He's a God-fearing man. He goes to church. He's a married man. He has daughters. It's just that, like you said, that's another part of him. That's a character. Mm-hmm. That's who he is when he's performing. That's who he is when he needs to release whatever he may be going through in life. So I just commend you for just that powerful statement alone. And
Thank
I wish
you.
There was a way I could take that out and just replay that as a commercial for a lot of artists that are trying to pursue their goal in music industry.
Well, you know, I mean, all you have to do is just the infamous question is, what is your self-worth? That's the question. What is your self-worth?
Right.
And if it causes the person to go, well, then they need to sit back and do a self-examination, you know, and reevaluate themselves and what they bring to the table and how they – it's not even what you bring to the table. It's how you're bringing it to the table. You know, messages can be brought to the table in many different forms. You know, you have the power. You have the power, and you control what comes out of your mouth, but you cannot control how another person hears it and how they receive it. So you need to be sure, and you need to be 100% sure within yourself that the message that you're sending out into the world is something that is going to be received in the most awesome way possible. And that's just it. You know, that's the bottom line. You know, I can't control how you receive the messages that I'm sending out, but I know within my heart of hearts that it's all good. It's all good. It's 100% positive. Now, if you take it as something being a negative, well, then I can't control that. I have no power over that. You do.
Exactly.
But I do know my self-worth. I know my self-worth, and I've had to deal with that. That's not something that, hey, quick, the light's on. She knows what she's worth. No.
I had to deal with that. It took years for me to understand that you are important. You're just as important as the producer. You're just as important as the writer. You give
even
life
more so.
To a song. You give life to a song.
Exactly.
So you are an integral part of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, so it took, you know, I'm not speaking to those and professing to be, oh, well, you know, yeah, hey, light bulb went off and, oh, she got it going on. No, Robinette didn't always have it going on, honey. She didn't always have. She was so scrambled up in the beginning that she just didn't know whether she was coming or going left or right. You know, I was being tugged and pulled at in so many different directions and didn't know which way I wanted to go. And then I didn't want to sing dance music, you know, because all I sang was gospel and R&B and music. So this house music thing was something very new. The closest to me that I sang was Don't Stop Till You Get Enough when I was in a band. And I've been in a band since I was 15 years old.
I hear that.
Okay,
you know,
so it's just crazy, you know, but know your self-worth. What's your self-worth? That's the question.
Yeah. You know, I just want to read something to you. Somebody who, because we also had an event page,
mm-hmm.
an event page that's all about you, and someone said, I had the pleasure of meeting Robin back in the 90s when I was touring a dance record I had out. This is Sandra Williams. I actually opened for her in Cali somewhere, and she was a really nice lady and sang so good. She was fierce. She even offered me some advice because I was new in the game. I've always remembered that and appreciated her music even more because of that meeting. She won't remember, but I do. And
wow.
Your legacy is your legacy. And we're basically out of time now, but I'm going to play All of Me,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm going to play Show Me Love right after that. I want to thank you so much for coming on
thank
the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Let's do this again. Let's do this again. I need to get comfortable again. I need to kick off my shoes and get comfortable again. Let's do this again.
You know what? Whenever you're ready, you want to call in next week? Just, you know,
okay.
This is my basement, damn it.
We'll have an offline convo, okay?
You know, let's do that. And everybody, here's All of Me. Thank you so much, Robin S.
Thank you for having me.
Time.